Remember the slogan that I think we all heard growing up, cross at the green, not in between? That's certainly a smart idea, but it assumes that both the driver and pedestrian are practicing safety and awareness of what's around them, and they have the ability and the materials by which to do that. The truth is that hundreds of children each day in America and around the world are killed, thousands more injured because of a variety of failures regarding road safety. Here to explain the seriousness of this situation and what is being done this coming week to raise awareness about it is the CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you to talk about this issue. And there's a couple of websites. Of course, we have the links over at our webpage, safekids.org and safekidslives2015.org as well. You can find more information about what we are talking about here. And what that is the idea that we have to keep roads safe. And that's one of the parts that United Nations Global Road Safety Week, which is the 4th through the 10th, is all about. But just as an overview, Kate, just how serious is this issue? I'm thinking, you know, someone here in the States, for example, in a rural area, there are places where there aren't even sidewalks to for kids to get to walk to get to the school bus, and they're walking into the street. So there's a domestic instance where a lack of safety is placing kids at risk in a path that they have to take just because of the situation. How much more magnified is that in some of the more lower income countries?
Well, you particularly got it right. Here in the United States, fatalities from road crashes are a leading killer of kids, and particularly our teens, who die at a very high rate. But around the world, road safety is an overlooked but very real health epidemic, with more than 500 children killed every single day as a result of a traffic collision. Now, about a third of them are in a car. A third of them are pedestrians, and the rest might be on a bicycle or a motorcycle. So we're really talking about all of the different modes of transportation, and we need to focus on what we can do to improve road safety for everyone.
I was thinking there was a guy on radio that worked at a local station, and like most people in the Northeast, you had the dream of eventually making it to New York, which he did. He went from a small station in Warren County to WR Radio in New York. I believe his name is Bob Aronson, and great, he finally achieved his dream in a difficult industry until one day he was out biking without a helmet, was struck by a vehicle, and could not speak to the level he needed to do what he had always dreamed of doing. That's just how fast one absence of an element of safety can be not just life-changing, but life-ending.
Well, it's so true, and we know that a helmet will protect your head. And I mean, it's really simple, and that's why we have wonderful laws that require children on bicycles to wear helmets. But for some reason, adults seem to think that they are invulnerable. So there's no need to wear a helmet. Yet a helmet is an essential piece of equipment when you're on a bicycle or a motorcycle. You want to protect your head.
And yes.
Quite simple. You only get one. And with all the attention on concussions, I think people are beginning to realize just how serious a head injury can be. And what a tragic story to share with your listeners about someone whose dreams were shattered by something that quite possibly could have been prevented.
Now, there are instances where an effort is made to install a safety factor. And, you know, strangely enough, people object to it. For example, again, here in New Jersey, they had a law passed that if a teen was driving, and there are certain restrictions for teen drivers, you can't have more than two people in the vehicle, you can't be driving past a certain point at night, and the state thought, well, so the cops don't have to stop everyone by mistake, here's a little red sticker, if your teen's driving, you put it on the back license plate, if they're not driving, you take it off so mom and dad can drive the car, no harm, no foul, and people objected to that. But yet when you look at the level of distracted driving with teens, not just when they're drinking, but just when they're driving and not having the full attention, that's when a lot of bad stuff happens.
Well, we know that for our young, inexperienced drivers, those graduated driver's license laws have made a real difference. They've resulted in places where they've been implemented by a decrease in fatalities of 50% or more. So those laws are actually having a very, very good effect on saving lives and preventing injuries. Yet the sad statistic in the United States is that more than 2,500 teens die in road crashes. And in half of the cases, they're not wearing a seatbelt. So something as simple as buckling up could save a life. And so it's important that we get the message out broadly, and that where we have laws, we see that those laws are enforced. And a sticker on your car is certainly not a great burden, particularly if you think that the result of that could be increased awareness about the need to protect yourself and the result of saving lives.
Oh, Kate Carr, who is the CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide. UN Global Road Safety Week coming up this coming week, but certainly a series of ideas you should be thinking about each and every day. SafeKids.org, SafeKidsLives2015.org. We have those links up at our website as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, since this is a United Nations initiative, I would assume that certainly you can think of in some of the European countries where there are realistically no speed limits and vehicle speeds create greater dangers through the lower demographic and economical level countries where even simple sidewalks and safe walkways and even traffic lights are a fantasy. This has got to be a problem that's magnified in other countries.
Well, 95% of the fatalities that are reported for children occur in low and middle income countries. And so it's those countries that haven't adopted speeding laws or laws pertaining to drinking and driving, or have improved the infrastructure of roads, or have mandated the use of car seats or seat belts. These are all tactics that have resulted in a very low rate of fatality in high-income countries. And so the decade of action, the UN decade of action, which we're at the midpoint right now, is really focusing on five different pillars to improve road safety for everyone. This year, during Global Road Safety Week, we're focusing on the needs of children, our most vulnerable road users. We want to make sure that people are aware of a child declaration that could be found on SaveKidsLives2015.org so that people sign the declaration so that we can protect as many children as possible by really implementing those laws and those actions that we know have resulted in a significant decrease in fatalities.
Just a reminder for you listening in Sussex County, New Jersey, today is Sussex County Day, and we had talked with a representative of the Chamber of Commerce last week on the show previewing the event. I know that what they're doing is part of the event is a free bike helmet giveaway area. So if you're going out there for that event later on, it's certainly something you want to look into in light of what we're talking about here. And, Kate, that's something, again, the idea is that not just parents can do to instill safety into kids, educators, community leaders, organizations, we all play a role in this.
We definitely all play a role, and that's great news that there's a bike helmet giveaway. And, you know, we want to encourage kids to ride bicycles. It's good for their health. And at a time when we're concerned about obesity rates, making sure that kids can be active, but that if they're out on roads, that they have a safe place to ride and that they're equipped with a helmet so that they can get there safely.
Certainly, if you have kids, and by the way, biking for us parents and adults ain't too bad of an idea either for a good fun workout. Make that a family event as well. But, you know, talk with your local bike shop. There are plenty of them that have the tools, the equipment, and give you the expertise if this might be your first time around with a bike or first time in a long time since you were a kid, making things safe for your kids with the bike and for communities. Look around and see what is missing as far as safety factors. And even if budgets are tight, you've got to prioritize and realize that prevention of bad things is certainly more welcome than trying to put together after bad things. So think of that as a working philosophy moving ahead for safety factors, and learn more about UN Global Road Safety Week, no matter where you're listening, over the radio, on the stream, anywhere around the world. There are solutions that you can look for and be a part of. Find out more at safekids.org and safekidslives2015.org. More information and how to become an active participant, not just what's going to be going on this week in recognition of greater road safety, but ideas to carry along past this week. And we've been joined this morning by the CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr. Kate, thanks for helping us become more aware of these ideas. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for spreading the word. Appreciate it.